Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now for a Friday. I love Fridays because we get to talk to my buddy Rico Aller. In fact, I was just looking at the Basque Fry is coming up later. The weekend of the 26th of August. And it's very, very exciting. Rico Aller joins us. Are you going to join us at the Basque Fry?
I wouldn't be anywhere else, Kevin.
I just love that. I just love it. I guess you guys were celebrating in Carson City when you heard that the GDP growth went up 4.1%. Can you put that in layman's terms for us?
Well, it's just a fantastic growth. You know, and what I think we should glean from this in part is what it means from the standpoint of what people have left in their pockets. You know, each of us has a solid set of expenses that we have to meet every month, businesses and families. And that extra growth in the economy produces a tremendous amount of additional revenue for people to use on their own because people do a better job of spending their money than government does. It's an incredible growth. We can grow our way out of deficits and the debts that we have as a nation by growing our economy. And Mr. Trump's doing a great job of it.
I'm not sure. And again, Rico Aller joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City. I was mystified for a while, and then he eventually got to it today during a statement when he mentioned that the trade deficit has reversed by $52 billion as a result of this GDP growth. There are byproducts of this news that a lot of us hadn't even thought about.
Well, you know, Kevin, a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Oh, I love that. I love that line. But seriously, the trade deficit turning by $52 billion, that's huge.
Yeah. You know what? I think that we think that economics is such a complicated science, and it's just so deep and so hard to understand. And that's because we let idiots figure it out for us. We have economists who are, you know, Reagan said once, if he took all the economists in the world and lined them up end to end, they'd still point the wrong direction.
I love that. I love that line. I never heard that one.
Yeah. Any economic system that works for a family or an individual small business, all the things that you do, the decisions you make, if it works in that context, it works in the largest context there is, which is the national and the international economy. If it doesn't work in private practice, if it doesn't work in your own life, it won't work. Because people are people no matter how many of them you put in aggregate.
I want to ask you, what can Democrats, what can liberals say today, other than Michael Cohen and Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels and Trump Tower meetings with the Russians, what can they say bad about 4.1% increase in the GDP?
Absolutely nothing. They are lost. This is just fabulous to watch the meltdown of the left. When Reagan did what Reagan did and our economy grew and it lasted for 25 years, you know, from the middle of his presidency for another 25 years after that, the economy continued to be based upon what he did, the decisions he made. And the Democrats went back and just lied about it. They just said it wasn't true. It belonged to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was responsible for the great economy, not Reagan. And they know, you know, if you think that the Democrats are stupid and they don't understand economics, you're wrong. They're evil. It's not a matter of stupidity. It's a matter of their hearts, and they can't recognize success because it foils their agenda.
I heard
they want a socialist country.
I heard earlier today that Democrats who can see the handwriting on the wall, they are praying for some sort of economic downturn, whether it's precipitated by a terrorist act, that they don't really care. They need a recession or a depression, and they need it like in the next 6 to 8 months.
Because the American citizens and businesses on their own solving their own problems is anathema to them. That's contrary to their goal. Government has to be the savior. Government has to step in and provide for people. Otherwise, they can't have the socialist country that they covet. You know, you cannot have a socialist government without exercising force. You know, it's the gun pointed to the head to make people continue to be productive. If you've got a socialist government, a socialist world, you can't incentivize people to be productive because they're going to get paid the same amount whether they work harder if they're lazy. That's why socialism cannot succeed. You have to have a gun to the head of citizens to make that work, and that's what they desire.
Let me ask you, from a political standpoint, the promises made during the campaign, one by one by one by one, they're being checked off. We see the improvement in the polling numbers. Is this a direct result of simply checking off the boxes?
I think it's a big part of it, but I think people feel it in their pocketbook. You know, you can't tell someone, you know, the Democrats are telling everyday citizens, don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe what's happening in your own life. Don't believe it. It's not true. Even though your job is better, you're making more money, you're more secure, people are happier, don't believe it because it's a lie. Because Trump's in debt with the Russians, and he doesn't love you at all. He hates you. He's just a rich guy. And citizens are seeing it with their own, you know, your own life. I mean, talk to people on the street. They're more confident. They're happier. Business people are just loving it because they can make choices and take risks that they would otherwise be hesitant to do because they see what the future holds.
Again, joining us, Rico Aller, another refugee from the People's Republic of California, brought his financial empire to Carson City and dry supply. Let me ask you, because I was saying at the top of the show that a number, any number, whether it's 4.1, 8.1, doesn't matter, if it doesn't jive with what your life is showing you, if you don't have more money in your pocket, if that brother-in-law that hasn't worked in 2.5 years suddenly has a good-paying job, if that's not happening, then 4.1 doesn't mean squat. What about in your life? What about in your business life? What about dry supply?
Well, in our business, we are. I ran the numbers the other day. I just wanted to check, and I found that we're paying our laborers, people that work for us in our supply business and in our contracting business, 35% more at the same stage of development if they're journeymen or apprentices. 35% more than we were 2 years ago. Now we haven't the profitability hasn't grown by 35% over that time frame, but it's wonderful for the people who are actually earning that paycheck. And people see what happens in their own life. You know, when people, you know, the Democrats told us when they were in power that they were doing what they were doing was working for the little man, making jobs better, making life better for working people. And the working people could see this is not true. It isn't true. They could see in their own lives this isn't panning out. And now the reverse is true. The Democrats are telling us, the media is telling us that what Trump is doing is terrible. It's just awful. But people in their own lives see that it's very good and that it's working out well.
More with Rico Aller as we continue. It is Friday. It's the day we talked to Rico Aller from Dry Supply in Carson City. You want to join us, you're welcome to do so. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. My name is Kevin Wall. That is Rico Aller. More with Rico coming up live and local now.
Would you like to meet one of Hollywood's best character actors while at the same time support conservative women candidates all across the state of Nevada? Hi, I'm Victoria Seaman, founder of the Battleborn Conservative Women's PAC. Join me in welcoming Jack Scalia to Las Vegas for two incredible events. On Friday night, August 3rd, join us for an exclusive VIP meet and greet. My husband John and I will open up our home to Jack Scalia and you, complete with wine and appetizers. Can't make it Friday night? No problem. Jack Scalia will keynote our brunch and silent auction on Saturday, August 4th from 11 till 1 at the Las Vegas Country Club. Help us support conservative women candidates all across the state. To order tickets, go to BattleBornCW.com. You've seen Jack Scalia in tons of movies and TV shows. Now meet him in person. Get your tickets now at BattleBornCW.com. That's BattleBornCW.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, in the Coachella Valley, listening on 98.1 Talk Now, News and Talk That Rocks. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out today at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Rico Aller joining us, as he does every Friday, the refugee from the People's Republic of California. And by the way, I've got to ask you, the Supreme Court of the state of California has knocked down the possibility of you guys voting on dividing California into three states. Did you support any of that? Would you have voted yes on that?
Well, I would have supported dividing the state in two, you know, the state of Jefferson. I think that'd be awesome. It's never going to happen. It's a pipe dream. I'm sorry, because they're in every transaction, every political transaction, there are constituencies that vote based on their self-interest. And Southern California is not going to give up Northern California. Northern California is where the wealth comes from in large part. That's where the water is, the timber, all those kinds of things, and particularly water. And they're not going to vote to give that up. So I never thought it was a possibility. It's been going on since World War II. They've been discussing that. And this latest one was more of a Democrat proposal, and that was to increase power in Congress. If they had additional states, they'd have more Democrat congressional members and senators.
Can you tell me why, and it seems to be peculiar to California, you guys have passed so many of these initiatives, and then the courts come back and say, no, I'm sorry, you can't do it. After the fact, after the people have spoken.
Well, first of all, you got to quit saying you guys, because I ain't one of them no more. I'm a Nevadan.
I love it.
And
I love it.
I am proud to be a Nevadan, and I made my choice. I voted with my feet. I took my money, my energy, my heart, my family, my love for my country, and I moved it to Nevada because I think we have a better chance here to work towards saving our nation, because I think California is lost. And frankly, you know, I pay some attention to what goes on in California because I know so many people there, and I have business interests in California. But I consider it a lost cause, and I think we need to, you know, sometimes you have to perform a strategic retreat. And that's what I believe I did in coming to Nevada. And I'm going to put my energy here. I'm going to work to make Nevada better. I'm going to help raise my grandkids and my work with my children and the people that I love here, and try to make this state better. And in so doing, make our country better.
Tell me how that would have worked. I mean, I don't know how much of the details you've been privy to, but I'm curious, if we divided California up into three states, How would that have worked? I mean, would they have armies? Would all the states have had armies? Would they be nation states, or would they be states?
No, they would have been states. I mean, their intention was to make actual states. But the underlying desire on the part of Democrats to do this was to isolate the two senators of California into the north, and they'd create four more senators. And they would all be liberals, because you'd have an L.A. district, essentially, and a San Francisco district, essentially. And that would be the voting block. So they'd have two Democrat senators in the South, two Democrat senators in the center of the state, and two Republican senators in the North, thereby increasing the number of Democrats in Senate, and it wouldn't change Congress. That it wouldn't change, but it would certainly change the Senate. And that was their real desire. That's what undergirded all of this movement, and it failed. I knew it would fail. It's foolish.
Now, we've also heard from California over the course of the last couple of years talk of secession, of essentially California becoming a state. Why are you giggling at that, too?
Let them go.
don't let the door hit you. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on your way out.
Oh, no kidding. We'd be better off with that. Also, is not going to happen for a myriad reasons. But, you know, I used to say in a lot of my talks, I'd say every morning when I get up, I thank God for my wife and children. I thank him for everything wonderful in my life, and I thank him that the California State Legislature has no power over the weather, because they would screw that up too.
Oh God!
And it's so true, because they're so full of themselves in their belief that they're going to direct how we live our lives, and they are so much wiser. The elitism of it, both on the left and sometimes even on the right, is just so repugnant to me. For someone to tell me I am a good man and I've lived a good life, and I am not going to be told by someone, especially some idiot, how I should live. And you look at the fruits of their lives that are so miserable and horrible, and the fruits of the lives of good men and women. And I'm not going to give into it.
Oh, I want to ask you, I've only got about 90 seconds till the break, but this whole deal of eliminating straws, plastic straws, can you explain? I mean, first of all, nobody in this country outside of Tom Steyer cares about the environment or global warming. It's just not. I mean, when you say list the things that are important to you, it's down around 11th or 12th.
Well, let's talk, first of all of this stems from the straw and all the plastic. You know, plastic, no plastic bags. You have paper set. You know, paper bags. You know, it goes back and forth with the environmental wackos. But the vast majority of that waste that, you know, there's a plume in the Pacific Ocean that is pretty substantial of waste product, and a lot of it is plastic. You know, probably 90% of it comes from China, for God's sake. I mean, how's that our fault? How is it that it's our responsibility to correct that? 35% of all the smog in California every single day comes from China, right across the ocean, and we enjoy it. And yet we won't face that forthrightly. That the insanity of the left, it really is insanity. It's refusal to look at reality and make rational and sensible decisions. You know, there's a price, an upside and a downside to every decision, and they don't weigh the downside.
Wow, Rico, always good to visit with you. You have yourself a great weekend. Understand the temperatures are going to be reaching 100. Today, so stay cool, and we will talk to you again next Friday.
I'm thinking about heading north for a while, then we'll go up to Elko or something for the weekend.
Oh, there you go. You got it made, my friend. You got it made. Hey, listen, you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
See you, Brother Kevin. Bye-bye.
There you go. And by the way, I'm going to see him at the Basque Fry. Yeah. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Yeah, great to have you with us, live and local now. The president, I'm so proud of the president. I cannot tell you. Let's go to cut 9. Because I am so incredibly proud of this president, and I cannot hear this message enough. This is what we have all been waiting for. You know, politicians, people running for office, they all do the same thing. They promise, 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 promise. And then they don't deliver. This is somebody that ran for office that promised increased economic growth. Check off the box. He has delivered. And this morning, the president made the announcement at the White House.
Moments ago, the numbers for America's economic growth, or GDP, were just released. And I am thrilled to announce that in the second quarter of this year, the United States economy grew at the amazing rate of 4.1%. We're on track to hit the highest annual average growth rate in over 13 years. And I will say this right now, and I'll say it strongly, as the trade deals come in one by one, we're going to go a lot higher than these numbers, and these are great numbers. During each of the two previous administrations, we averaged just over 1.8% GDP growth. By contrast, we are now on track to hit an average GDP annual growth of over 3%, and it could be substantially over 3%. Each point, by the way, means approximately $3 trillion and 10 million jobs. Think of that. Each point, you go up one point. It doesn't sound like much. It's a lot.
It's $3 trillion and it's 10 million jobs. If economic growth continues at this pace, the United States economy will double in size more than 10 years faster than it would have under either President Bush or President Obama. Perhaps one of the biggest wins in the report, and it is indeed a big one, is that the trade deficit, very dear to my heart because we've been ripped off by the world, has dropped by more than $50 billion. $52 billion to be exact. It's dropped by more than 50. Think of that. The trade deficit has dropped by more than $50 billion.
I love hearing that. An elected official that promises to do something and then item by item by item by item, checks it off. Done. I love that. Frank, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, maybe you can explain to me. Explain to this half-breed. And I don't know where I'm half Mexican, and my dad's Scottish, French, and some other white European. My mom's a Mexican, and I'm just trying to figure out. There are dozens of Canadians that have never been convicted of any crime, not even spitting on the sidewalk, in their country. Their crime was investing in a particular business that a lot of states have now legalized, and they applied for their passports, and they are barred/banned for life. Is there any sanctuary for Canadians that legally invested in the marijuana businesses, and all they wanted to do was come invest, to come see, you know, the production lines and how things are going, and they are barred from this country for life? I'm going to take your response on the radio. How does that work? Explain to this gringo.
I have never heard of that. I know because we've had people on this show from companies that are looking into the American market for legal recreational marijuana. You're going to have to explain that last one to me.
Their crime was federally, marijuana is still illegal, but they invested in, you know, we have a bunch of states where it's legal. They made big investments. They can't get a passport to come into this country. To the south border, and they get sanctuary, and we've got people investing in this company, and they're barred for life. Does that not define hypocrisy? What's wrong with our country? What's wrong with our government, Doug?
It sounds like bad business. It sounds like bad business practices. That's what it sounds like to me. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844. The number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. A lot is being written and said about Michael Cohen. I frankly wish Michael Cohen would just go away. Go back and crawl under the rock you came out from. Michael Cohen scares me. He's a New York attorney. And he sounds like a New York. He actually sounds more like the Sopranos. Doesn't he, though? And then there's Geraldo Rivera. Let's go to cut 8 real quick. Geraldo Rivera was on Fox and Friends this morning and was talking about the Michael Cohen tape on the Trump Tower meeting. Says that a tape about the Trump Tower meeting could be troublesome for the president. This was Geraldo Rivera from Fox and Friends this morning on with Brian Kilmeade. Listen to this.
I think it is a big deal. First of all, I think Michael Cohen represents a significant legal threat to the president. You know, there's one consigliere. We all have one key person we tell all of our life story to. In President Trump's case, he trusted Michael Cohen. He was his fixer for many years. And now I think that Cohen has been cut from the Trump team. He is feeling reckless and He's even able to do low down and dirty things like release that tape, that secret tape. I mean, it was unethical of him to tape his client, the president. And then for he and maybe his attorney, Lanny Davis, to release it to the public, I think very, very significant. If they're willing to do that, they're willing to do almost anything. And
well, the
in terms of the meeting,
in.
Very specifically, let me just say, in terms of the meeting, very specifically, the one who is at the most legal peril is Don Jr. If, remember, Don Jr. testified to Congress. If Don Jr. testified to Congress under oath that the president did not know of the meeting, and Cohen has a tape that says the president did know of the meeting, then Don Jr. has lied, and Don Jr.
Well,
knew that.
Well, the thing is, rather, who has more credibility? I believe Michael Cohen also went in front of Congress and maybe swore an oath, and I'm sure he didn't say that Don Sr. knew about Don Jr.'s meeting. Here's what the president just tweeted. I did not know of the meeting with my son, Don Jr. Sounds to me like someone is trying to make up stories in order to get himself out of an unrelated jam. Taxi cabs, maybe even retain Bill and Hillary's crooked lawyer. Gee, I wonder if they helped him make that choice. Now, there's a theory out there that Rudy Giuliani is trying to diminish the hand that Michael Cohen has, and it was the Trump team that released that information. Lanny Davis is on record saying we didn't do it. What do you think?
I think, well, let me go through it again. To tape his clients secretly was unethical, but probably not illegal. To leak that tape once he had it, if indeed he did do it, then that is a criminal offense, and it certainly is a disbarrable offense for Michael Cohen, the attorney.
I love it. I love it. Michael Cohen, I think, is getting himself into more trouble then he's going to get the president of the United States into. I just believe that. You may agree, you may disagree, and that's okay, because that's what this show is all about. You can call me and tell me that if you want. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I just wish that Michael Cohen would go back and crawl under the rock that he came from. No, he just scares me. I mean, every time I listen to him, even on some of these tapes, the fixer. I mean, he's something out of like a one of those mob movies. What was the movie Heat? Some of the other Vegas-based mob movies. I mean, that's what he sounds like. He sounds like a member of the mob. He sounds like something from The Sopranos. More coming up. The president went out on the stump. I love it when he does this. When he goes out on the stump, what I call a rally speech. We'll let you hear what he said in, Granite City, Illinois. We'll let you hear that coming up after the break. Is that fair? Yeah, stick around. We got a lot. We are sprinting to the finish line as we put the finishing touches on a busy, busy week. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC. Up and away.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I just love it. I just love it. This whole thing of Michael Cohen. Sorry. It has gotten almost funny. If it wasn't your tax dollars and my tax dollars that they were wasting. Judge Andrew Napolitano, pretty smart dude. And he has looked at, in fact, this is cut four, Judge Andrew Napolitano and his reaction to a New York Times report. This is the New York Times stating that Mueller is now looking at tweets of the president as president. Supreme Court has ruled you can't look at his tweets as a candidate. You can only look at his tweets as president. And that's what apparently the Robert Mueller investigation is going to look at whether or not the president colluded, obstructed justice, or anything of the like. This was Andrew Napolitano yesterday on Fox.
The Supreme Court, we talked about this during the break, when it upheld the president's travel ban, decided not to look at his statements as a candidate. That we know. The court's not going to look at what a person said before the president. Will the court look at, if there is litigation over this, what the man says as president. Yes, Bob Mueller knows that those tweets are a treasure trove and a window into Donald Trump's thinking. So here's the allegation. And apparently this story is true because Rudy Giuliani, the president's chief lawyer, has verified it because he's quoted by the New York Times as having spoken to them about it. The allegation is this. Did the president send messages to people of threats or rewards via his tweets? People whom he knew or expected would be interviewed by Bob Mueller. And if he did, was he engaging in witness tampering, which is an independent crime? It's a species. It's a part
of
obstruction of justice.
Well, we know all about that with Paul Manafort.
Yes. Yes. So that's what the New York Times is breaking, and that's what we're talking about here.
That is Judge Andrew Napolitano, and he was on Fox yesterday. Now, I promise you I'd let you hear the president in Granite City, Illinois. And the president, I love when the president goes out on the stump. I love when he goes out what they call a rally speech, because it's so authentically Trump. But this was the president yesterday, Granite City, Illinois, just outside of St. Louis. This is cut six. Go.
All of the media critics and lobbyists who don't want us to defend American jobs. You have people that say, oh, it's okay when we close the factory here and we buy steel from some country way far away. I say to those people that we are not starting a trade war. We've been in a trade war for many years, and we've lost for many years. But over the last year and a half, we are winning. We're back, and we're winning, and we are winning bigger than anyone understands. We've taken the toughest ever actions in response to China's very abusive trade practices. And I have to be honest, President Xi is a friend of mine. He's a great man. Great guy, but we've taken very tough action because we couldn't continue to go on with it. Last year, they lost $375 billion on trade with China, and that doesn't include the theft of intellectual property. Think of that. $375 billion. It's crazy. Not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen anymore. We're putting the world's trade cheaters on notice. No one rips off the United States of America, and nobody takes advantage of our workers or our companies anymore. And this includes protecting our great farmers. Our farmers are incredible. Agriculture and related industries have lost 1 million jobs in the last 20 years. Now China is going after our soybean farmers, in the hopes we will surrender our intellectual property and that they will be able to continue to make $500 billion and $375 billion off the big, fat, sloppy United States. Not happening, folks. And our farmers are patriots. Remember that. Our farmers are patriots. And they're saying the president is doing the right thing.
Okay, the last word in this hour and this week, I'm going to give to Washington, D.C. insiders, both who should be out of there. The first is Nancy Pelosi. Let's go to cut two. Nancy Pelosi warning the GOP to drop plans to impeach Rod Rosenstein, the deputy AG. This was Nancy Pelosi yesterday, before she hightailed it out of D.C. Back to the People's Republic of California.
Rosenstein is a Republican appointee. He is appointed by the President of the United States. And the attack on Rosenstein, of course, is an attack on the Mueller investigation. And it is something that, just when you think you have seen it all, Republicans have no shame to go to a place where they would undermine our judicial system, it's a statement. What they're making is a statement is President Trump is above the law. criteria. It's a sad thing. But again, if they bring it up, they have a price to pay for going that route. Hopefully, in the interest of our country, our system of checks and balances, our system of law and order, they won't.
Okay, and then we come down to cut one. This is Paul Ryan on why he opposes that impeachment.
It is appropriate that we conduct oversight of the executive branch and that we get full compliance with the executive branch on what are very legitimate document requests. Do I support impeachment of Rod Rosenstein? No, I do not. I do not for a number of reasons. First, I don't think we should be cavalier with this process or with this term, number one. Number two, I don't think that this rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, a really high standard. Number three, we, since I got involved, have been getting a lot of compliance from DOJ on the document request. We do not have full compliance, and we have to get full compliance, but we've been making tremendous progress to that point. The second reason why I think that is not the right way to go is because, knowing the Senate procedures and the rules over there, this is about as privileged as anything gets over there. It's one of the most privileged things that occurs in the Senate. And if this were to pass through the House, then what it would do is tie the Senate into knots. What does that mean to us, practically speaking? That means it would derail or largely delay a big part of our agenda, our appropriation bills, our infrastructure bills, and it would clearly dramatically delay the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to go to the Supreme Court, which we expect to get done by October 1st when the Supreme Court reconvenes. So for many reasons, I don't think it's the right way to go. But we do expect compliance. We want to make sure that we get compliance, and we look at all the various tools we have available, including having the kinds of dialogues we've been having recently in order to get compliance from DOJ.
There you have it. Paul Ryan gets the last word. I wish he were gone, to be honest with you. That's going to do it. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks to our entire crew, to Jameson, to Tracy Brigida, Andrew Paul taking a couple of days off. He'll be back on Monday. But most importantly, thanks to you for listening live and local now.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's Meowijuana.com.